I do. Great. Well, welcome everybody, and hopefully we have a few more join us. We'll begin with the roll call. If
okay.
you will.
Matthew Bellows, Bobette Patton.
Here.
Brendan O'Brien.
Here.
Cynthia Martin. Brandon Bradshaw.
Present.
Byron Price. And Chair Kathy Sorkin.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we have a quorum.
All right. First order of business is, and I'd like to, if we can, take them together. We have the minutes from both the April 6th meeting and the May 11th meeting. If everyone's in agreement that they accurately reflect our discussions, I'd entertain a motion to approve both of those sets of minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept Brandon Bradshaw.
Thank you. And a second? From?
I think Bobette did that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I can second.
Great. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, the motion carries and the minutes are approved. Next order of business is public comments. Brooke, can you report on that, please?
We did not receive any written public comments, and we do not currently have any attendees.
Okay, thank you very much. You'll let us know if that changes throughout the meeting.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to add a matter here is to invite the mayor to bring us up to date on any exciting news or comments he might have before we get going with our work tonight.
I'll be extremely brief. I think the most important thing, if you'll all give consideration and think about attending and maybe share information, is that on November the 11th, we are celebrating for the first time, we believe, in the history of University City. We are rededicating the memorial, the World War I memorial in Heman Park on Veterans Day at 11 o'clock in the morning. And we have been working with the folks who do the honor flights and honor flights to DC and veterans throughout U City and St. Louis to get as many veterans to come of all the wars as is possible. I think it's Saturday the 11th at 11 o'clock in Heman Park. So that would be great. If anyone would like to join us, we'd love to have you. I think you all know that we did a ribbon cutting not too long ago for Kane's Chicken. We did a ribbon cutting for Panera. I think Chase is now open, I believe. Chick-fil-A is getting really close. And I think I may have shared this before, but if I haven't, I think it's one of those numbers that's very powerful for everybody to remember, is that at the present time, Costco is running 100% above projections. So they are doubling what they ever anticipated. So, Kathy, that almost follows through. None of us really know why Dierbergs pulled out. I have a feeling it was internal on their part because the Costco numbers are just unbelievable as far as their sales. I think we know that Target, it still has some cold feet because of their earnings report. They put all of their nationwide expansions on hold. So I think we're just part of that. So we continue. I think the developer continues to look for anchors for those particular sites. So I think Target still probably at least has maybe a little breath in it. Dierbergs does not. And none of us know why, because we gave them everything they wanted. On another note, you see that the condos, now I'm going to forget their name, that are on the old Dan Wald site there at 170 in Del Mar are now taking reservations for their building. So that construction is hopefully just about done. And then you can look across the street to the west to the Avenir project, which is really coming up out of the ground. We had some hitches in our get along on construction a little bit with some traffic issues with the neighbors. And I think we got that solved. And then lastly, we all went to the 35th anniversary of One McKnight. It's amazing that One McKnight has been in St. Louis now for 35 years. They employ over 500 people. this was kind of a nice little event to go to. And I am happy to answer any questions. I'm sure I've forgotten something important that may be of importance to one of you, and I'm happy to field any questions you've got.
Hey, Terry, what's going up at it looks like a warehouse or something near Mi Ranchito?
Oh, yeah, that's actually fabulous. Thank you for asking me on that one. Okay. That is a cool deal. That is called Crescent Plumbing. And Crescent Plumbing has been across Skinker in the city forever. And WashU and a group of people wanted Crescent's land, so they made a very attractive offer for Crescent to move into University City. That building is huge. Uh-huh. And the sales tax numbers from that building will be unbelievable. And the drain on any city resources will be minimal, because these are just massive pieces and a massive volume of parts that literally just come and go on trucks. It is, I couldn't be more pleased. That family has owned that business for, I think, close to 100 years.
Yeah.
Really, I am delighted to have them there. So okay. There you go. Anything else?
Hearing nothing,
I'll be quiet.
Okay. All right. Well, join in whenever you like, obviously. All right. I think that the main topic that we're going to wrestle with tonight are the eligibility requirements for EDRST and the process by which we will make our recommendations to the city council. Brooke, if you would kind of guide us through the documents you've sent to us and the discussion going forward.
Yes. So as if you all recall, at the last meeting, this board voted to open up the application process for EDRST funding. The reason being, because we were receiving such a large request from the LSBD, you all voted to open it up to other businesses to apply for funds. I took that recommendation back to the city manager, and before doing that, he wanted you all to consider exactly what types of businesses will be eligible for funding. Right now, the application currently states that EDRST is generally open to any business entity or organization. That said, the city manager mentioned that before my time here, there had been issues with receiving applications from entities like daycare centers, for example. He focused in on daycare centers, and he stated that, you know, these were businesses that don't necessarily, that it would not enhance the economic development goals of the city, if you will. So he wanted you all to consider whether you wanted to keep this, whether you wanted to recommend keeping that it's open to any business or entity, or if we wanted to consider excluding some businesses like daycare centers or
there was a home health group.
Home health care, yes.
Go ahead.
So that's the gist of it. We did not have a firm recommendation for this board. Again, I think the city manager was just going off of concerns that were expressed in previous rounds of applications. And so he wanted, before we start an application process, he wanted a recommendation on whether we want to exclude certain businesses or not.
Can I ask, what's the key goals of this committee? Maybe that'll help anchor us, right? What are key goals and tenets and strategy?
And so I did include in your packet a copy of your funding priority guidelines. Mm-hmm. This document is a little dated. It was passed in 2013, so it's about 10 years old. And it lays out what the state statute allows for EDRST fund, but it sets your four primary goals to expand efforts and partnerships to encourage the physical and economic redevelopment of Olive Boulevard, to continue infrastructure improvements to the Olive Boulevard and Del Mar Boulevard streetscapes, to continue to support existing successful business districts such as The Loop, and to enhance the city's efforts of business retention, attraction, and expansion. So those are very, very general guidelines. I can say in my conversations with the city manager, his vision has been more about looking for organizations where we're talking about job creation, you know, bringing jobs to the city. If we're talking about business expansion, we're looking at, you know, again, something that's going to grow and bring more property tax revenue in, more EDRST sales tax in, and jobs. But the job expansion would be primary. And again, with a daycare center, I don't think you typically, an existing daycare center, that is, you wouldn't typically be creating a lot of jobs with that.
Where would revitalization and improvements of the streetscapes, that would be within number three, I guess?
That was, yes, number three.
Okay.
No, two, I'm sorry. That was two, number two. That's two, two. Yes, to continue infrastructure improvements, two. And so if you look at, if you take a look at your funding priority guidelines that were set, the state statute puts our use of funds at acquisition of land, extension of streets, improvement of water, wastewater treatment. That's more for what like the city might do. When we're talking about these businesses, we'd be looking at section C, which is marketing, providing grants and loans to companies for job training, equipment acquisition, site development, training programs to prepare workers for advanced technologies and high skill jobs. So again, what I get from the city manager is we want to focus on those businesses that are really just bringing jobs to the city and strengthening those so that we continue to have people coming here and working here. I'm sorry, I was just reading. And training programs, I mean, I don't know that we've ever gotten applications for those in the past. But yeah, like he was really, really focused in on those daycare centers. I can say that from the conversation that I had with him.
As a pro or a con?
As in not funding them. Mayor, I'll let you speak. I'm sure you were here.
I don't know if Kathy was on or not, but at one point in time we had a couple of daycare centers come through to us, and they really just wanted funds because they were available. There really wasn't much going on. And what I would tell you is that I'm not sure that you necessarily want to say no. What I think maybe better would be to almost develop a scoring system where you eliminate some folks just by the scoring process. Because if you're, you know, it really has been about jobs. But let's face it, these funds have primarily been used. Well, three things. The city uses these funds every now and then to buy vacant land. Olive and North and South would have been a good example, and Olive and Midland would be a good example. Those were all bought with EDRST funds, so that's number one. Number two, we all know that the Loop is the biggest requester of funds, and we kind of let them request the money. They show us where they spend it, and it goes into the Loop. Because, by the way, the Loop business owners really helped create the EDRST. I mean, so just so you know, there's a reason they come and request it, because they pretty much created it. And then the third one is the Olive Corridor. And the Olive Corridor probably now is getting more and more money because it's so large. It's so long. Yeah. But I do think that the goal of the city manager is probably correct. I think the way to get there may not be to say you can't apply. I think it may be better to have a scoring system where we talk about job creation or what the business is already bringing to the city, or what the business intends to bring to the city. I think these funds will become more utilized as the Costco site gets finished and people jump across McKnight. But otherwise, I will also say, just as a counter, a lot of smaller businesses at other places in U City just simply don't request the funds. They don't. And you know, even just using an example, the North and South Corridor at Del Mar. Their businesses they could probably benefit from it, but I don't know. You know, I've been around way too long. I never thought I'd be the oldest member or the most tenured member of council, but I kind of am. And I don't know that I've ever had anybody along North and South there ever ask for money, ever.
Is there a way to think about that criteria perhaps as when you talk about existing places and having a particular example of child care centers, non-operating monies. If you're an existing business, you're basically probably asking for operating funds, yeah? Which is not really the intent of the board.
Didn't they want to expand? Isn't that what they wanted? I can't remember what the daycare center came to us for, but it was, and I thought we had two at the same time. Am I wrong?
No, we did. Yeah. One was relocating to the city, I think. And we had an old matrix that we used to use, and it actually like scored high because it was creating a few jobs in the city. But yeah, they wanted to relocate, I think, from Overland, and it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Well,
I
think you're right. I think that I like your idea of not, first of all, if we exclude three or four, there are going to be others that, oh, we should have maybe excluded that. I mean, they can be excluded in the process of prioritizing and selecting. The process, and it's easier to just have it, I think, be open, but through the process, some are going to rise to the top. One factor, and I don't know, I don't see it in the listing, but I always like uses that involve visibility, that, you know, whether it's facade improvements or, you know, things that people can see, planting, that kind of thing. It's marketability. It sends a message to visitors and shoppers and the rest of the community that we're caring for our environment and we look more prosperous, frankly, right, than if it's, you know, a dirty old storefront that hasn't been painted in, you know, 20 years. So I like stuff that, yeah, you can kind of see the money being spent.
What do we do if we were to do a criteria where the demand does not outpace the supply? So nobody, I mean, when you guys did that before, was it like a certain threshold, like 50 points out of 100? Above that, they got the funds. If not, they didn't get it. How did that kind of work?
And Brendan may have to answer this one because I don't remember. I don't think I was mayor when the matrix was actually being used. I think that was the previous administration. But
I don't remember that.
I'll try to find it. It wasn't a perfect system. And sorry if there's dogs squeaking toys. I got babies and dogs, but
we like that.
We kind of did it proportionally too. I mean, it wasn't a perfect system. It wasn't 0 out of 100, you got it. We could make a determination and say, okay, we'll give you 30% of your ask, or you can allocate whatever you want. But I think we should go back to something like that. I think it at least provides the applicants, you know, a baseline.
Yeah.
And you can show them how they scored, and you know, but it also that leads to interpretation of staff. You know, it's gonna be up to Montez and Brooke to score those.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. And Brendan, that is what happened years ago. As I recall, the staff came in with scores to everybody on the EDRST board. And then, then everybody kind of went through the scores, and the applicant came and made a presentation. And that was when I think that we started having the concerns about the daycare centers, because it just wasn't making sense. And then we had the home healthcare agencies that really were just asking for money. And there really wasn't going to be any job creation there whatsoever. So, you know, Brooke, I don't know. I always hate that. I don't want us to delay too many things to go. I think we probably ought to continue moving forward to get these dollars on the street. Because I think, as I recall, the EDRST still has a healthy balance.
Very healthy balance, yes.
And you know, with Costco running so far ahead of schedule, just so you know, it's not like it's not going to get smaller. And so it's kind of good to put this money on the street. I hope, and Brendan, I know you've got some family responsibilities there. So we know where your priorities are, but if you can find the old matrix, it may at least be a good place to start. And Brooke may have it too. That may be in the old files.
Yeah, I can do a little research on the public drive, and I think I still have the binder, Brendan, that you dropped off with me a while back too. So I can do a little digging. I didn't even know that there was one because that actually, I mean, I think most places do that, and I'm a little leery about excluding because, you know, how do you where do you draw that line? You know,
blame it on me.
Yeah, so I mean, whereas if you do have the scorecard, it may be a little bit more work on us, but that's what we're here for. So I'll certainly look and see if I can find it. I did have a schedule prior to the city manager kind of throwing this in there for me. I did have a schedule for our application period, so I'm going to move those dates forward and send that out to you all via email. And if I find the matrix, I'll make sure I share that as well. I'll probably review that with Gregory and see what he thinks. And if he doesn't have any changes, then I should be able to just email. I don't think we need to meet again because I think this is if we've already got a process in place, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. We may just need to tweak the matrix depending on, you know, what's on there. But we can, you know, I can go back and tell him we want to stick with the process that we have, and if he has no objections, I don't think we should need to meet again until January, which I have scheduled us for in-person meetings starting next year. And I am hoping I booked us for our quarterly meetings at the community center for next year, and if he lets me go, then I should have us on schedule to be reviewing applications at that meeting in January. But that's still, I got to talk to him first. He's got to give me the A-OK.
Wow.
Can I ask, what is the, and again, I think I've asked this question before, and what is the way by which we're marketing these funds? I mean, we have an awful lot of money to support businesses. And I'd really like to spend, I'm tempted to spend some of this money to just get the word out that
yes,
some apply.
So,
same thing. Yeah.
I did talk with our communications manager prior to her maternity leave. So she and I actually came up with a couple of plans for marketing. Of course, Miles has been, he's out in the community. Like he, aside from the ribbon cuttings that Mayor Crow mentioned, we also had a ribbon cutting for a new art gallery that opened down in the Loop as well. And I attended that on a Saturday. I don't remember seeing you. I know Councilmember Fuller was there.
I did the one right by Salt and Smoke.
Well, maybe I missed you. Is that the same one, Miles? Nonetheless.
No, I think this one was 6273 Del Mar. So it's like right next to Pattaya.
Across from
Poke Dope.
Yeah. It was across from, But so we do have a plan to, again, get the word out that includes, you know, door-to-door visits, that includes mailers that will go out, email blasts, our social media accounts as well. So we have a plan, and what we wanted to do, this was suggested by our communications manager, is that we actually do a maybe one or two Zoom sessions where we kind of do a run through, like and we would market those as well, but kind of walk through the application, talk about the purpose, and try to offer some technical assistance so that people are not scared. Like we would do that before we even open the application up. So Mary and I actually came up with a lot of mostly Mary. I want to emphasize that our wonderful communications manager, she's on maternity leave until January, but she left me with great ideas. So we have a plan to get the word out. I just need to get the A-OK from our city manager. And we will be, once we get our facade improvement policy amended, which is on the next council meeting, we should be having our schedule to open those applications up as well. So we are trying to get the money. That's all assuming, because, you know, I get ready to go and then I meet with Gregory and he remembers things that I don't know because I haven't been here the whole time. And so hopefully he will give me the thumbs up and I can set off before we get into this holiday season.
There you go.
Okay, so I will just I will certainly try to find that matrix. If I can't find it, I may end up just creating one. I'm sure between Miles and I, we can find some samples from other communities and put something together. But I will take that back to the city manager, and hopefully we will be good to go until January, where we can start reviewing applications. I know that both the farmers market and LSBD are eager as well, because they're and Mannequins in the Loop, everything for them's put on hold because they would be part of this process. Well, not everything, but their additional funds. You know, their regular funding was approved already, so it would be their additional funding.
May I ask, has anything happened with a location issue with the farmers market?
Thank you for asking that. I just remember Deb did call me and said that she was able to work with Dan Wald so that they would be able to remain through next year. She did not give me a firm date, and I think she has to get the paperwork, because I've expressed that you make sure you have that in writing this time. So she said the pressure was off a little bit, so she's reached some kind of agreement with Dan Wald. I think they just need to finalize it that will take her through next year. But okay. I did let her know that we still would not approve her, because I think you all approved her for $20,000 through the end of this year, and the rest of the funding will not be approved until January. So hopefully in January she'll have that documentation to show us that she's got a location through some date next year.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, so that is all I have, unless you guys have any other questions for me.
Okay.
I'm sitting in this big city hall by myself.
We want to say, Brendan, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow,
cool.
You got a new baby. Oh, congratulations. Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you. She's sleeping right now. So mom's out with her friends. Dad gets the baby.
Oh, wow. New baby. Mine's 10. He's getting to that phase where it's like, Mom.
New baby and a dog with a squeak toy might not be the best combination.
I don't know what Mom was thinking leaving me here with this chaos, but you know what? We'll be all right.
Mama probably deals with it all day, doesn't she?
She does. She does.
Real quickly, Kathy, before you close out, Cynthia, if you could text me, you're up for renewal, and I would love to put you on the EDRST again, but I just have to have you tell me that it's okay.
Oh, I am? And you need it in writing?
Nope. Just tell me. All good.
Okay. I'm game.
All right. Bobette said yes, too.
Yay!
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Well, thank you, folks. Kathy, thank you.
I wish everybody a good holiday season, and stay in touch, and
you would call for your motion to adjourn before you go off on me.
I will. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Right. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.